Next is a progress note for Kathy Higgins. Last name, H-I-G-G-I-N-S. Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. Place is Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was July 11, 2022. The parent was asked by her family to assess if she has evidence of hepatic encephalopathy or liver disease for that matter. Period. Comparing a history of prednisone, when Mrs. Higgins was in the hospital, she had abnormal liver enzymes and I'm told that she even had an elevated ammonia, period. She herself was not aware of any diagnosis of liver disease, and she never had jaundice, period. She denies any nausea or vomiting or excessive bleeding or other liver problems, period. She's alert and oriented, period. She has poverty of speech and slack. Don't know that. She has slowness of speech and weakness due to old head injury, period. She denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or fever. She does have diabetes, mellitus, and stage of sugar has been stable, period. Is completely oriented at the present time, period. She has hypothyroid, but no specific thyroid symptoms, period. She has hypertension, which is currently controlled with amlodipine and lisinopril and metoprolol, period. She has hyperlipidemia and is on atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily plus Vascepa 2 grams twice a day as well, period. She appears her normal self now, period. Review assistance, constitutional. She denies feeling fevers or having chills. Eye denies major complaints, ENT. Denies earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, denies listening to cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitation, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting or bleeding, DU, no dysuria or hematuria, musculoskeletal, he denies pain at the moment. The paragraph past history is positive for diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, central hypertension, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, acute overactivity, history of a head injury. New paragraph. Social history, she's a non-smoker. In paragraph examination, she was not acutely distressed, temperature 97.2, blood pressure 120 over 71, respiratory rate 16, pulse 63, O2 saturation 98%, mental status and orientation to time, she scored 5 out of 5, period. She could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season, period. Orientation to place, she scored 5 out of 5, and then she could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She's oriented to person, period. She does have right hemiplegia from a previous injury. Period. There's no asterisks, and the heel to shin test and finger nose test were normal, period. This is the best that she can do, but she seems to perform this acceptably, period. And there's no jaundice, period. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Trace edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender. The paragraph assessment of plan 1, Ms. Higgins may have cognitive impairments from her injury, but doesn't appear to be severe, period. She may have had elevated ammonia and hepatic encephalopathy in the hospital. She doesn't appear to be confused or having encephalopathy. I will check her liver profile and the pneumonia if possible and get a lipid panel period. I'll check a PT and a prothrombin time and a partial thromboplastin time period. This will help determine what the status of any liver disease is, period. In paragraph 2, she has hypertension. I will continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily plus lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Plus metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, and this seems stable, period. 3, she has diabetes controlled with Ozempic 2 milligrams weekly. And she's on Humulin R. The scale, period. That's a Nova Log Flex Pen, the scale, period. She has muscle spasticity, and I'll continue back within 10 milligrams twice a day, period. There's a true overactivity, and I'll continue Vesicare 10 milligrams daily, period. Overall, we're continuing the current plan, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.